Hello.
Hello, Purva. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. So about the email from
Let me
Walter
check my
Monroe.
connection just a second, Trish.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Yes. So, if you remember, I sent you an email on July 28th about Walter Monroe. There were
Oh, about
four
Walter
attachments.
Monroe. Let me check about Walter Monroe. Just a second.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, regarding Walter Monroy. Let me see, just a second.
Oh, okay.
So on the second page, on the second image, I see page, they told us, please be advised that on June 23, 2025, Mr. Monroy was forced to pay $250 for the office visit from the out-of-pocket for the treatment on June 25, 2025. But we are not told the Brittany or you that we need to take $250 from the patient. Can I please double check that on June 23 we collect the $250 from the patient for the
Okay,
procedure on
one
June
second.
25? Yeah. Yeah, sure, take your time.
Okay, let me see for her a while, sorry. Hello, Purva. Okay. Before that, can we start first on the first image, first attachment? I see DA012624, but he was seen on April 26th, 24. Zero 126.
Okay, so you say I need to see the first image. Let's see about the
Yes, we
first
can
image.
start with, yes, the REWCC012624.
Yeah, January 26, 2024. Okay.
I don't see a date of service for that day because his first appointment was April 26th.
Okay, let me see the first appointment for this patient or this letter is regarding to which date of service. Like maybe this is for a general reminder, like we cannot take any type of amount from the patient directly. Maybe it's regarding to that one. And
I think it's the date of accident.
Yes.
Oh, okay, date of accident.
I
see,
So January 26th is the date of injury. And the first letter represents that we cannot take any type of amount in the sense of reimbursement for the services directly from the patient. Like we can firstly bill this amount to the worker compensation. After that, we received a payment from the CCMSI. The patient has a CCMSI worker compensation. But let me see, what about the second page? Like, second page indicate that we take $250 from the patient. Let me see, we take any type of amount from the patient or not. I see here there is no date regarding June 23, but the letter indicates that for the service on June 25, 2025, and I cannot see any amount of payment from the patient side in e-clinical works.
On June 23.
And June 25, 2025. There is no payment from the patient side as well as the insurance side.
Okay, I think it is the date on June 21st.
June 21st, regarding which one?
Oh, sorry, June. Yeah. Wait. June. Oh, 2025. Or maybe they meant 2024, June of 2024, not 2025.
No, this is regarding to 2025 because it's for SCS file. Maybe you can remember Dr. Cindy asked for a fee schedule amount, like the allowed amount.
Okay, or let me try to forward this first to Brittany. Maybe she can advise about this issue, and then I'll just call you back, Purva.
Oh, okay, sure.
Okay, let me ask them first from the main office, and I'll let you know. Okay, I'll call you back, Purva. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. One moment.
All right.
Okay, so you said for June 25, 2025, you need to ask Brittany about that.
And by the way, Purva, for those self-pay on the third, just to confirm also, on the third page and fourth page that he paid out of pocket, will he be
Let's
getting
see.
A reimbursement from us? I don't see a payment from the...
from the insurance, you said, from the worker compensation?
Yes, for those dates.
Let me check for July 26, 2024.
Yes.
Oh, so it's paid by the patient.
Correct. So we didn't receive any payment, right? Starting on 4/26/2024, 6/10/2021, right?
Yeah, that's right. And let me see if we have approved authorization for that one or not. Because they said on the third image, they indicate that these three separate date of service, we are forcing the patient to pay out of the pocket. But maybe we cannot force the patient to pay out of pocket, but still, let me check maybe we have approval or what happened with the claims. Let me check that one.
For a moment. Oh, okay. Because I don't see a payment from them, from the workers' comp for those dates. So.
Yeah, it's from patient. Mm-hmm. I see here. The patient paid for three date of service, April 26, June 10, and June 27.
Mm-mm.
Okay, but
let me know if you... Oh, okay. Or let me know if you see an approval for those dates of service. And then I'll forward it first to...
See what happened with all the claims right now.
Okay.
I will update you, Trish, regarding that one.
Okay, sure. Yes, no problem.
And please
thanks for
Brittany regarding $250 for June 25.
Mm-mm. Oh, okay, yes. I'll confirm that with her also. And
okay,
if you also see the one for August 23rd, there's no payment from the...
August 23rd, 2024,
23rd, yes.
Oh,
I don't see a payment from the workers' comp. Yes, there's none also.
Oh, let me check. Just a second.
Mm-mm.
Let me double check for that one.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Only one date of service, you said?
Yes. I think that's the pending, that I don't see a payment for that date of August 23.
Okay, sure. I can take a follow-up with the insurance or the adjuster, and I will update you soon regarding August 23, 2024.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Purva. I'll also check if I have the letter for the approval, and I'll forward it to you. I'll help you with that also. Thanks, Purva.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.